Welcome to the grandest, most royal, most celebrated podcast in the world. There you go. We are coming at you like an Ambani wedding. That's what we are. We are everywhere.
That's big.
We've got it all, bro. This is the Ambani wedding equivalent of a podcast.
What How was the trip, guys? Are we all back from Jamnagar now? We all landed back.
Yeah, we're back from. Yeah, is that Jamnagar is the area in the Gujarat where the wedding was, right?
I wanted you to say. Say, Tommy, where was that held? How do you pronounce it?
I've been reading it as Jamnagar, but I think I've made it Punjabi. Perfect.
No, that's fine. Jamnagar.
And after following last week's podcast, I was like, oh yeah, we're Jamnagar. Now we're moving on Bob Marley to Jamnagar. I hope you like Jamnagar too.
Oh, wow.
Jamnagar was the place to be, ladies and gentlemen.
If you missed
this, even if you're not on social media, even if you haven't got Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, X, anything, somebody somehow must have told you about the Ambani wedding in Jamnagar. You know what I mean? Like,
It was everywhere. Like, honestly, any sort of social media app you turn on, the TV, WhatsApp, you're just getting sent or shown something somewhere.
Everyone's going to remember the moment exactly they were when they first saw pictures of Rihanna landing in Jamnagar. I think you're never going to forget it.
Was that how it started? Was that how the hype started? Because Rihanna, I think, is just the tip of the iceberg as to how grand this wedding was, right? You got a billionaire family having a wedding, and then the first thing we hear is Rihanna's been paid $9 million to perform at this wedding. And by the way, the wedding was the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March, right? Yep. So it's now been, today's the 5th. So it's been a couple of days. But I can tell you, like, I think the videos on this wedding are going to keep leaking for weeks, months, you know, I mean, maybe even years.
I've been to Jamnagar. It's beautiful. But I'm just gutted I wasn't there for this. Like, why didn't I even just plan a little trip? Just even if you're in the periphery of the city, of this whole area that the Ambanis own anyway, right?
Why?
Because it's like, you know, it's like going to, I don't know, like the World Cup in Japan, you know, just to be in a city, oh my God, it'd be, because you'd still get the spillage. You'll still get the spillage. You know, you might be accidentally walking around and you just get Akon bumping into you, or you might get like Dwayne Bravo, or, you know, you bump into Zuckerberg going, excuse me, how do I get a rickshaw? Do you know what I mean? It like, there would be so much hungama going, I would be the guy selling the half and half scarves.
Yeah. His and her scarf.
It could be a scarf on one side
and a chunni on the other. Like, oh, just all of that. To symbolize their jewelry.
How much money would we have made just there selling the merch?
And now you got me thinking, you know what? Literally, this wedding was so big, it was like World Cup big. Is that how World Cup fever takes over a town, or the Olympics fever takes over a town or a city? And you know what? Now I'm thinking, I hope they did have screens up in the square.
Oh, exactly.
I'm not going to square. Everyone could just go and drink. Well, they wouldn't drink as Gujarat, but they'd go and have lussi and
fan fest. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Oh, God. What? This is why they should have given more notice, because we would have had the dedicated fan zone.
It's funny that, because I said this to someone the other day, and I was just like, do you know what? If Ambanis were a bit clever, they would have sold this whole thing to Amazon or Prime. And do you know, it would be like a 10-part documentary.
But they might already have. They might already have.
We don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying that it could be a thing.
My guys and Barney, basically, right? They thought, you know what? Allow Coachella. We're going to just bring Coachella. We're just going to Jamela it over here.
Yep. And they, you know what? To be honest, I think this is probably bigger than Coachella. I'm sorry. I reckon the money they spent on this could fit inside it four times over.
They said it was 100 mil. They said 100 mil.
There's so much to talk about here. And I need to get it all off my chest, which I've been looking forward to the podcast for the last few days.
Me too.
Because, first and foremost, in a moment of pride, and I think all Desis will feel it, you don't have to be Gujarati, that this Indian wedding has caught the attention of the planet. I love it, bruv. It makes me jump up and down and kind of go, wicked, know it. Let the world recognize the wealth, the success, the business, you know, the way in which Indians are rolling.
The way we roll.
Right. Right, right. No, I like the way you said we. I said Indians because Kedge, we ain't them.
I'm part of them. I'm part of them.
No, we're not.
Jamnagar to Rajkot is not that far away. I mean, it's there. I mean, it's the same Barney. We're drinking same Barney. It's there. It's connection.
You're Kedge. They're on one scale of the Indian chart, and you're on the other.
Yeah,
completely, Daniel.
It's the same chart, though.
I mean, you're the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, but it's one spectrum.
Yeah, but just because like paintbrushes are sold on the same shelf as paint, they're not the same. Do you know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So like you
different
know,
horses for different courses.
You know what they would do with your area, Kedge? They do like an aerial drone shot, and they go, look at Jamnagar, how amazing it is. And if we just pan next to it, there's Kedgel and his community in Rajkot. And they're like, and they're there with like a little loincloth dancing around. I'm like,
I think this is a way to put it to Kedge. Yeah. You're a social media worker. Yeah. They had the man of social media there at the event.
I love how he was there.
That's the difference.
Do you think I bet they must have had many influencers going, oh, invite us. We'll get views for you. We'll put it on Instagram. We'll do Instagram live for you. You know, we've got so many followers. They go, Durande, we're just going to bring the social media bop to our wedding.
And what did you see between Zuckerberg? Because I'm just wondering whether we've all seen the same clips.
Oh,
what is he between Zuckerberg and anyone else? Any interaction?
Loving his watch.
I thought that was
they were both like, oh my god, like if Zuckerberg is going, oh my god, look at Anna's watch.
Well, following on from the watch thing, that wasn't the first clip I saw, and it isn't the clips I've seen all the loads of with Zuckerberg. But following that watch thing, I saw a separate video. I'm not into watches, and I know you boys aren't really into it.
Nah.
You might be a little bit more. So
I mean, I was trying to look at it, and I thought my Apple Watch still looks better.
These are beautiful.
Is it?
It was Pierre or PK, something like that, and Audemars and Rolexes. But basically, there was a video put up of the guy who was going through all of the watches that the groom's got, right?
Right, right.
And he was kind of going, he's got this at 6 million quid, this at 4 million quid, this is a one-off watch at this 8 million quid, this is a one of it, and this is the cheapest one he's got, $160,000, you know, dollars, whatever. Basically, the man's watch game was trending. That's his gutty, bro. Did you see the aerial shots of the whole house, land, grounds,
with
all the production going off? Bro, I'm telling you, it was Olympic ceremony material.
Yeah.
The clip I saw of Zuckerberg was just them casually chatting to Zuckerberg. And you can tell this kid, what's his name? Anand. And what's the girl's name?
Radhika.
So Anand is there. There's a little group of people. Zuckerberg, Mark Facebook Zuckerberg is stood there like a regular Gora guest at an Indian wedding wearing a bit of an Indian outfit.
You know how
all Gora turn up like that? Got my little Gora, you know,
fancy
Indian
dress
shirt on, right? By the way, Bill Gates was also there.
Bill Gates, love it.
Come on, head of Microsoft, head of Facebook, right?
And
there's Zuckerberg stood out like he just stood like in what looks like, you know, like a car park outside somewhere chatting to Anand. And Anand was going, he's asking them something like, would you like to see the grounds? Would you like? Yeah. Would you have? Mm. And he goes, it'll take some 2 hours.
And I thought,
what is he on? And he goes, do you have time? And he's saying, and Zuckerberg's wife actually answers and goes, yeah, we got time. Whatever they're not doing anything. And then he goes, cool. And you can see Anand just turns around and sort of gives someone the nod, like, arrange this tour.
Yeah, sort it
and
out.
And it's done. You, bruv, we can't even imagine.
Do you know what it's a tour of, though, Tommy?
Bruv, it might just be of his waistline because the guy's got big over the years. I'm telling you, he's not scrimped on the billion-dollar lifestyle.
He's enjoying it.
Sorry, I think we can say this here, and I hope they're married for love. I know there's more to the superficiality of it. Like, we all know that Ivana Trump is with Donald Trump for his looks, obviously, right?
She was
the same way. Radhika.
No, that was Ivanka.
Okay. Oh, same thing.
What did I
say? No, it's not. It's a daughter.
Oh, okay.
Ivana is his daughter. Ivanka,
yeah.
Yeah, right. So, you know, when you look at that, Geordie, you kind of go, what's going on there? And in the same way here, you go, what's going on there?
This is a beautiful Geordie.
Let them be happy together for the rest of their life. I hope they are. But my point is...
It's like when you got two big black holes clash together. Like, they, you know, she is of equal...
What?
Equal... No, like what I'm saying is, like, some people think, oh, well,
why
maybe she...
Black hole?
No, like, because they're like the big Maha black holes, like they're like the most powerful things. But she is coming from an equal, powerful value, you know, family as well. Yeah. And it's just two big titans coming together.
Yeah, but but I think, do you know what? As much as her family's a big family, it ain't Ambani level.
Of course. I mean, you know, so I mean, the fact that they own the biggest oil refineries, they're all in Jamnagar. Do you know what I mean? They own the grounds. But
that's the thing. You know, I thought the same when I saw, because obviously I don't know nothing about either of them, and I saw a picture and I was just like, oh, okay, interesting. But then, do you know what? Like, over the last few days, I've been seeing a lot of videos of both of them talking.
Yeah, they're lovely people.
And do you know what? I thought, actually, like the both of them. I think they're good people, from what I've seen.
He's very...
He's a very nice guy,
I wanted for him to be just the son of a billionaire sport brat. Kind of no, we need this today. Like, I goddamn it, I needed yesterday. You know, all that kind of like demanding, spoiled, rich kid. But actually, every time I hear him speak, he just seems quite lovely.
I think people were quick to react and judge. Do you know what I mean? On his looks. And actually, when you actually, you know, it's very easy to do that. You know, like, oh, look what he was wearing, this, that, and the other. But actually, you know, if you get to know him a little bit, right, and the struggles and everything that he's been through in his life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think, you know, it's
why are you laughing, Tommy? You're the one that judged him.
No, it's where Kedge went and the struggles he's been through. Like Kedge now, he's now fully the community member. Kedge is sitting there on his lap, kind of consoling him.
No, I'm offering up. Look, I'm just doing any. I'm doing Muffet PR at the moment for the Ambani family. If anyone wants to reimburse me for that, please feel
free. I'm sorry.
He's the influencer trying to get in there.
Yeah, exactly. They've got Mark Zuckerberg, so don't need you.
No. Are you sure? But can I just say, also, for me, I think Rihanna, we haven't spoken about, but Rihanna, what she has done for Galhonaho is incredible. And I'm now going to link this for you. And this is why she should now become the mayoress of Jamnagar. Because basically, if you cast your mind back to Galhonaho and the infamous Guju song that is performed by the Gujarati family, right?
Yeah.
And they do the G-U-J-J-U. Right.
So cringe.
They did that as well on stage.
I saw.
I thought that was because I've seen that G-U-J-J-U dance before, like at a wedding. I think someone scammed it. I think someone went, oh, look at them. I don't think they did do it.
No, they were all lined up. There was a whole
next one.
There was loads of the whole family.
Look at them at the Ambani wedding, and I thought, oh, I don't think
No. They did it. But in the lyrics of that, when they actually spell the word Guju, right? So they got G, right? Which obviously is Gatia, that they say, right? Which we all know is the savory kind of food that Gujaratis eat. Then U for Undu. Right, again, it's the curry that they eat, the mixed vegetables and everything like that. And then they say, Jay, Jamnagar, right? No one knew what it meant. No one questioned it. No one knew.
What, in the film, you mean?
In the film. Yeah. It just passed. No one cared. If you weren't Gujarati, you didn't care. You just went, oh, it's probably some Gujarati thing, right? But Rihanna landing in Jamnagar to basically Galhonaho explaining for Karan Johar where this place is. They put the flag on the map in the world where Jamnagar is. And therefore,
right. I'm going to just say, I don't think you should give the credit to Rihanna.
No, I don't think so.
Because her first ever performance in India is in Jamnagar. I mean, out of all the places in India, it's in that little city in Gujarat. And it's not even Ahmedabad. Do you know what I mean? It's not even Mumbai or Delhi or Jalandhar. It's a little old Jamnagar that no one's heard of.
But I think that means you're saying that Rihanna gave this wedding the kudos that it deserves.
I think it started. It started the ball rolling. It definitely started.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's down to her. I think it's more down to the family.
Oh yeah, of course. Over the 4 days. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, when you were first getting the pictures of like, because I remember trying to show, I was showing people at work, my English bosses, photos of Rihanna and all of her stuff being unloaded, and they just couldn't get over the fact that she was being paid $7-8 million. And then they said, so where is this in India? And be trying to explain Jamnagar.
Where I come from.
This is where you're an idiot, Kedge, right? You got to simplify it. When you explain things in our culture.
No, but I was proud. I wanted to let them know about Jamnagar.
You got to say it's a place in the Gujarat. And then you got to say Gujarat is the state, you know, where the prime minister is from.
Of course. But I Googled.
Biggest cricket stadium.
Yeah, I went to Google Maps straight into Jamaica. Then I zoomed out slowly. But just to have a conversation with English people about Jamaica, I never thought I'd ever do in my whole life. But
Kedge is that guy who just got excited and he weed his pants in the office because he's like, oh, they're mentioning my hometown.
It was non-stop. But again, the Ambanis, right? They did basically something that no other Bollywood producer or Bollywood film house has ever managed to do. Because basically, you know what? Can we get Shah Rukh Khan, Amir Khan, and Salman Khan in the film? Nah, it's too expensive. They had all three of them on stage dancing together. Epic.
Did you see the clip that they put together? It's kicking around again on social media. And it's of Salman Khan, Shah Rukh Khan, and Amir Khan years ago, all on a sofa being interviewed. And they went, and someone from the audience gets up and goes, you know, why won't you do a film together? And Shah Rukh joking, it pauses.
Yep.
They all sort of look at each other awkwardly because they obviously get asked it a billion times a day, right?
Yeah.
And he just went, can you afford it? Do you know what the budget would be like on there the three of us on one set? And they went, listen. And then Shah Rukh goes, when the budget's there, let us know. Then it cuts to all three of them on stage at the Ambani wedding. All right. So there you go. That's what I mean. Coachella couldn't afford to do it.
But hang on a minute. That's what made me think about it. And I was like, so do you, because obviously this is not confirmed now. Whatever you guys say, it's not confirmed and we don't know. Do you reckon they got paid?
I think they did.
I think it's bigger kudos for you to be invited to this wedding than to them have names, because there were certain people who weren't there.
I think they might have
paid, say, Diljit to perform. See, I don't know, like, because when you're that big, right, you just go, if you're that big and they ring you, Tommy, oh, can you come and do a comedy skit for us? You ain't gonna go, oh yeah, by the way, it's £500, yeah, for my gig.
No, I think it just doesn't
work like that, because the guy asking you to come over and do the favor is way more powerful.
I don't know, Kej. I think if they weren't paid for it for the wedding, they've already been paid for it. If you know what I mean, like deals have been done.
Yeah, I agree.
It's worth so much. It's like, okay, look at it this way. I know this is not a great example. Let's say you two, right?
Yeah,
we've done so much together over the years.
Yeah,
that like, okay, I'm sorry, genuinely, something's come to mind, and I won't say who, but there's a friend of mine who's married a billionaire. He really has, right?
Yeah,
he got married like down in Monaco, and John Legend was at his wedding.
Right?
Wow.
So, his sister's getting married. I got the phone call over the weekend. Will I host the sister's wedding? Right, and he goes, bro, whatever your fee is, let us. I said, no, bro, don't be stupid. It's fine. Now, I know that the money's there, but you just wouldn't, because you're like...
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I don't think any of these people took the money. I think Rihanna got paid. I think maybe Diljit got paid because he was there to perform. Like, if he were there to perform, I think it's different. But I think it's a bigger thing that you've been invited to this event, because I think everyone probably wanted to be at this event and a lot of people weren't. Do you see what I mean? I think so.
No, I'm not sure about that. I don't think there might have been any sort of financial transactions, but
yeah, just a little watch.
I think there might have been some. Come on, you can scratch my back now when I need you.
What about like Dwayne Bravo, like the West Indian cricketers? You reckon they paid him? I don't think they paid him.
Do they own his cricket team?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that as well.
Because
when I saw his ex, his tweet, whatever it was, it said, not his ex-girlfriend, when I saw his tweet, the post on X.
Sorry, Tommy, just carry on.
Let's get it right.
No, what is it called? What do you say? Go on, you're the social media boys.
The post on X.
Okay.
No, it's a tweet.
It's a tweet. It said, I'm so lucky. He wrote, Dwayne Bravo, I'm so lucky to call these people my family.
There you go.
It's really sweet.
Which is very sweet.
Yeah. So, you know, so you're right. So I don't know. So again, if he plays cricket for the cricket team, he might just turn up. But look, if you got an invite, you would go. But then if you're then the Ambanis and you go, hey, Shah Rukh, will you jump up and do something on stage? But him... Salman,
but Bravo, when
they had it rehearsed.
You're jumping around like a monkey anyway. Like, if you're there, you are jumping around like a monkey anyway. There's no one has to ask you to do it. Trust me.
Yeah.
You are there. You are jumping around like a Lulu.
No. Honestly, I don't think you should, Kedge.
Whether you should or not is a different question. I'm just saying, because you've got to remember that these Bollywood people, they love all of this. I mean, if anything, there wasn't enough jumping around from our man, your favorite, and my favorite, Ranveer Singh. You know, hardly no one was chatting about him and what he was doing.
Bruv, Ranveer Singh was a nobody there.
But how can you say that?
Ranveer Singh.
He was an A-list Bollywood celebrity.
No, he was far down the list.
He was a little bit Burnley, Nottingham Forest.
Yes,
he was.
No.
He's not
compared
top six.
To who? No, be honest. I'm not a huge Ranveer Singh fan. Like, I like him. I think he's...
He weren't on the stage.
Much. He did host something, I saw.
He hosted something, but he weren't around a lot.
When you got Shah Rukh and you got Salman and you got Amir Khan, you can't compare.
Even Ajay Devgan's got to know where he is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Ajay Devgan ain't Ranveer Singh. Ranveer Singh is still... He's A-list right now. You know, like, he's an A-list, but I don't know if Ajay Devgan is A-list, but he's still prime. No, he is A-list. Of course he's A-list.
I don't know, bruv. He weren't even on the list.
I tell you who's bigger than Ranveer Singh, and he was there to sing, and I reckon she got paid.
You know what was weird? Did you see Akshay Kumar singing?
That was a bit weird.
Yeah, and none of that. By the way, I love the fact that Sukhbir was there. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, Sukhbir was there singing Chamak Chalo. Love that. But obviously, it ain't going to be a Gujarati party if you ain't got the Queen. Fagini Patak there.
Can I just say the
video that what she was singing live, and she switched up the lyrics so that it fit the Ambani family when she was singing the Sonero. I thought, this is epic. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was incredible to get the Queen of Gujarat, the Queen of Garbadandia.
No, you know what? That's not a big deal. It's easy to get Ambani's to get her. That's easier than getting.
Oh yeah, they probably have Chai and Tepla together. Yeah, like, on a rex.
Mukesh Ambani could pay her just kind of go, can you wake me up every day with a lovely little garba, my favorite garba number, and she's there, and he could. She could literally stand at the window.
Honestly, there was loads of others that went under the radar that we didn't really see much about. Yeah. Narayan was there singing.
Shreya was looking lovely.
Arjit Singh, Sukhvinder Singh was there. Our mate. Akon, obviously, on the bongos with Salman Khan. That was good to see.
Akon was brilliant. Yeah. Great.
Honestly, there was just loads of random stuff. But I tell you the one thing that I did see, because obviously the Rihanna stuff was like on the first night that it happened. That was day one. And obviously, you know, the videos came out. It was all over social media the next morning. And I've got to say, there was a lot of hate from people from India, like in the messages, because I was looking at the messages.
For Rihanna being there?
Being there, and it was just stuff like, oh, she's very vulgar, like her dancing is very vulgar.
Oh,
yeah, and I was just like, oh, yeah. I don't think you get it. Like, you know, the normal, the arm army, as you say, Kedge, they got it,
but they love it when Sherilyn Chopra and you know, the likes of them are being vulgar.
I know, but she was doing stuff like, you know, obviously that song. Bitch, better have my money, like stuff like that, and all the dancing that was going on.
That was good.
But that's what I mean. Like, it was, I mean, she's got the right song at the right party.
You know what?
But...
Yeah, that's a good Ambani song, actually.
That is a brilliant song.
You know what? There's quite a lot of her songs I was thinking about that are quite Ambani fitting. Like, bitch, better have my money. Work, 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 work.
Right? Yeah.
Shine bright like a diamond. That would have fit as well.
I mean, you'd want to be under the Ambani umbrella as well, wouldn't you?
Ambaniella, that she could totally remix that one. And actually, any monsoony sort of season. But even like for the couple, we found love, Calvin Harris one.
Yes,
these all songs that fit. So you know, I think it's Rude Boy.
I mean, I didn't realize I was just being silly, but when I put up Yellow Doklas in the light, the amount of people who basically replied to that saying, Kedge, oh my God. And then even Ram Sampath from India goes, Kedge, I need to nick this. And he's going to share it amongst friends. I was like, wow.
All 12 of them. All 12 friends.
Well, me and Ram Sampath. Me and Ram
Kedge is one of them.
Yeah. Me and Ram Sampath. He likes
stories. I thought about, like, he should have done something with Pan and did like chewing the Pan the replay. I thought Pan the replay, if you have it again.
I mean, there were so many that she could have worked. Yeah,
I think did you see the VIP tents? That's what I'm saying. The way they stayed. They had these, they had a video footage of these tents. And it basically is like festival VIP tents. You go in through a curtain thing, like two curtains as a door. And then you got like a little reception area, like a little hallway. Then you go for another set of doors, and you got, and by the way, in that reception, you got like a little sofa, chairs, and a table, so you can just relax out like in a lounge. Then you go for another section of the tent, and it's got your cupboards and your ensuite and shower and all that. And it's got a bed, and it's got like, you know, cupboard storage to store your cupboard as well. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. And it's record up. And they've done that for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guests. I can't even get my head around it. And I kind of want to meet the wedding organizer, because I work with wedding organizers, event planners. Satch, you do as well. Think of the levels of coordination here. This type of wedding would be planned for the last 5 years.
Yeah,
there's
for
no
sure.
way you can't do it quickly.
And you know what? Like, obviously, that's all temporary sort of, like, you know, places where people stayed. And you know the reason for that, Tommy, because the whole thing was set on ultimately a zoo.
Oh, is that what it was?
that place called Vantara is a place that they have. It's a conservation site for animals.
Oh, and that's why they were going to look at the animals as well.
It's going to open soon to the public, and that is going to be the biggest zoo in the world. Did you know that?
Wow.
Of course it is. Biggest. So Gujarat will have the biggest cricket stadium.
Yeah.
The biggest jungly zoo thing.
Yeah.
What else do they need, Kedge? Come on, Kedge.
Well, they've got that biggest statue as well, haven't they? The biggest statue of freedom or whatever it is. That's the biggest statue or something like that in the world.
Right.
I mean, all we really want now is like just the biggest Dokla monument or something.
Yeah. We need the Burj Khajila. Yes. Come on,
yes.
Kedge.
Yes.
Get a big Burj up there. And that's it.
Love it. Yeah, we're sorted.
And then we're all going to go.
You know what, by the way, boys? You know, all of this, we're talking about this for the past 20 minutes or whatever. This is just a pre-wedding. You know that?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I thought this was a three-day event.
No. The wedding is in July. Later this year, July.
See, I'm pretty sure, and I reckon if we were just in Gujarat at the time.
That's what I'm saying. We can get in.
We can get in.
No, bruv. Why would you want to go to this if you're not invited?
Oh,
now, Tommy, you're in Kedge territory at the moment.
I'll tell you why I'm going. I'm going to steal as much stuff as I can. Straight up.
Okay, fine. I get that. You're just...
Yeah,
you're going to be like the equivalent of all of those other people in India that are just, you know, hanging around trying to get in. Because I bet you,
from the fences.
You're thinking about this from here, like back in London. There's going to be a billion people over there trying to get into this wedding.
I would love to just go around that wedding and try and find out the lowest possible invitee to the wedding. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is there anyone lower than me and Tommy at this wedding? Yeah. Like, I would love to. Like, so how do you know?
We're in the media. We're in a global scale. Now, we're all right. There's going to be someone there who is the plus one of a plus one of a plus one kind of thing. Like, or is thinking, I don't know how I've blagged my way in, but they've got there. But that's fair enough. But everyone who's connected, everyone's going to be winging it. When I was looking at the crowds dancing and stuff, I'm like, who are all these people? This is like the young person's rave. Then I'm looking at that sofa area where Deepika was sat. Did you see Deepika under the gumball?
Yeah.
And they're like, she's on a gumball on a sofa. So I'm like, what's going on? So there must have been like a section sort of stage show bit. And then they move on and it's an outdoor
bit. It's a zoo, isn't it? They've got enough space to do whatever they want.
So, hold on. Would it have been a completely dry wedding, though? Would they not have any booze there?
Well, come on.
No booze. No booze allowed. It's Gujarat.
Yeah, but I'm sure...
No, hang on. It's illegal. What are you on about?
Well, there are rules. Like, you are... like
No, in hotels... Where? What hotel? Show me. In Gujarat, there's none.
Oh, man. See, that would...
Yeah,
that,
you're right, actually.
I get it. I get the reason behind it.
It's a dry state, bro. Dry.
I get it. No, but like you know, like if it was a Muslim country, you'd go, I get it. That's the rules of the land.
Yeah, you don't need it to have a good time.
No, but on that level, I'm like, I think they saved themselves about £50 million by not having booze on an event on that scale. Because can you imagine the bar bill, bro? How many people were at that wedding? How many people? Must have been 100,000.
But there's no such thing as bar bill, though, Tommy. For people like that, there's no such thing as bar bill. Do you know what I mean? It's just coming out of the Ganges, isn't it? the River Ganges, mate. It's just flowing, brother. It's just flowing.
All right, just quickly to round up the whole wedding chat, what was your favourite moment, quickly, Kedge?
Oh, my favourite moment of the wedding was when...
Stand out, something that stands out in your mind.
I thought it was quite nice how they did the whole big family dance thing. I just thought it was funny how they just managed to choreograph it all, the whole family all lined up on a stage, and they just did it all. And it was, you know what, I just think, you know, being Asian, you just think, I was just proud to see all of the things that happen at an Asian wedding on such a massive scale so that everyone can watch it. Like, yes, the whole family gets up and they practice a dance. Yes, they rehearse it. And, you know, it's got like, there was, I don't know if you saw, there was a little bit of this video where they showed of Mukesh Ambani and his wife, and like they'd sort of acted out bits of it saying, oh, here's the Don.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, I just thought, this is all just only, you would only find this at an Asian wedding. Like, we're all used to it. But, you know, if you're seeing it from the outside, you never, I just felt like it just put a massive smile on my face.
And I'm glad they did it. I'm glad they kind of almost did the stuff that every day they seem to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like cheesy videos. You know, they shot that in their own time. Someone had to coordinate that with the Ambani schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you pretend to kind of come out, Pete, look at your wife, look at each other romantically, cut to shot of you. You know, like, someone's done that. I think for me, the nice moment was the magical. I've got two moments. I've got my cynical moment and I've got my nice moment. The nice moment was when I saw Anant stood there and the bride made a little entrance. She was kind of singing.
Oh, yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it was cringe and cheesy, but that's kind of what I liked.
No, I like that. I like that.
They didn't want to be too cool. And actually, he was. And I'd be, I think I'm, my radar would pick up on it if it wasn't. He was just looking at his wife. You know, forget all the billionaires and the billions and all of that stuff. He was just looking at his girl coming down, and she's singing to him, and it is over the, but I love Desi's for that. They're sort of over the top, romantic, cheesy. The Indian ones are, you know, can be like that, singing their songs, and Asian women can be like that, like they want to relive that Bollywood moment. So that was lovely. Mm. But then my cynical side came through when she's then stood next to him, and he goes, "I just want to say I'm so like happy to be with her. To be honest, I don't know why she's with me." And I'm like, I can think of a few billion reasons why she's with you, mate. Yeah. So I'm like, but it was just sweet because he's just in awe. And I thought, you know what? I just hope, I think I saw amongst all the money, all the lavishes, all the fireworks and the celebs and the things trending and going online and going viral. I saw just a couple that love each other. I felt wicked. Yeah. I hope they just have a wicked little life together. They've created this magic, got this magical wedding. I hope it's real, because I do know on that level, bruv, the security, they're not free to walk around the country and the planet wherever they want to go. It has to be security. It has to be organized. It has to be like a royalty thing, you know, like how the royal family.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's going to be on that level. But I just hope they can live their life, really, because they seem like a sweet couple. That's all.
Satch?
Yeah, I know. For me, I think, you know, there was a couple of things. I think number one, obviously, you know, me being the sort of person that looks at the party the most, I got to say, out of everything, you know, Rihanna was good. And I think you're kind of expecting the performance from Rihanna to be of a certain level, when it was. But Bill G, I think, stole the show. He rocked it differently from Bill all the G videos I saw. There was like, you know, people I didn't even think that would rock to his music were jamming to it. Do you see what I mean? It was a bit strange to see at times. And I was just like, you know what? You don't see that often, because, you know, we know Diljit for all the stuff that, you know, we know how big his music is in the UK. But to see those guys over there, like, proper loving it, I thought, this is sick.
Yeah.
Man. And the other little... Sorry.
I got just quickly to say on that note, Karina doing a little tumka to his, because she's on stage, because he says something like, "Is, you know, you've seen the world's Rihanna, is Adi Rihanna," or something like that. Like, and he refers to Karina, and she blushes. And then as he starts singing and vibing, she does just puts her hand on her, like her forehead, and then and a hand on her waist, and then does a little shimmy of the hips. And it's like, she's got it. She makes this little face like, oh yeah, like I'm getting into it. And I'm like, man, you're amazing. And by the way, Kareena Kapoor was the woman that brought me back into Bollywood. 2007, Jab We Met, bang, because I drifted off Bollywood from the 90s. I left it for about 7, 8, 9 years.
Oh, okay.
And she was my return ticket. So thank you, Kareena. And I remembered why. Basically, we're just seeing her shake her hips done it for me. So Diljit did it for you. But Satch, by the way, Satch, do you know the DJs? Because when I heard someone might go, "Yo, make some noise for Diljit," it was an it sounded like an English sounding DJ. MC.
No, that was one of his own probably DJs from like Canada or something like that. That was okay. Doing that. And they had the India's or Bollywood's biggest DJ, Chetas, that was DJ one of the
nights. Oh, was it Chetas? Yeah, he's big.
Big deal, big deal. And the other quick little thing that I think, you know, we've got to appreciate, and I thought this was quite sick. So, you know, obviously there's a massive media frenzy, you know, people getting snapped at the airport and stuff. Did you see what they were giving to all the people in the media, like the photographers and stuff, like, you know, because they were just there taking, they were giving them little trays of like food, lunch meals and stuff. And it had like their wedding logo on it, stuff. It came in a box. And it was like a proper meal because they know that all these people are going to be working at, see, you know, the airport.
At least me and Tommy would get that if we went.
And I was just like, do you know what? That's actually pretty sick that there's going to be thousands of people at the airport just doing stuff, moving stuff, picking up people, doing this. And they all got little packed lunch. And I thought, that's nice.
So think about that level of organization. I'm so wowed at that. Okay, quick question then. And we will move on after this from the Ambani wedding. What do you give? You're going to the wedding. You've been invited. What do you give?
Oh, as a present.
Because there's no point taking money.
I'd just give them recordings of the brand load. I'd, like, on an LP. On an LP.
But you know that's never going to get played. So you're going to go through this effort.
He'll be like, wow, this is incredible.
To put it onto a vinyl, to put the brown load onto a vinyl for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to give it a go. Look, here you are. Here you go, Anand. You've got everything in the world.
He ain't got this, and he can stick it up in the wall. And obviously, it'll be a little bit of, there'll be like 24 karat plates of some sort of vinylage on it. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, really? You're gonna pay for that, Cage?
Yeah.
No, it comes out of company expense from us three.
The guy's wearing a $6 million watch, and you want to go and bring him £100 worth of gold record. Do you see what I mean? Like, what do you do? I think this is the perfect wedding to turn up empty handed. You don't need anything, there's no point. There's no point.
You have to give him an envelope. You've got to give him an envelope.
Did it say no box gifts on it? On the thing? On the envelope? On the invite? We don't know. Yeah. Did it? No, I mean, you know. Otherwise, I'd just turn out with a dishwasher or something.
Bro, dishwasher is coming on the next plane. On the next Air India.
You would have to come with a significant gift. You have to go, here you go. What did you buy me? Oh, here, I bought you Mauritius.
17 camels, 14 goats.
No, more than that. Now, see, camera, you go, here you go. What do you want? Here, I've got you New Zealand. It's now yours. It's now Ambani Land, right?
Yeah, Ambani, I know.
Ambani Land is what happened on the Sahagrath, but
that's another episode.
Where are you? Where are you? Why are we doing this podcast online? Tell him.
I'm in Dubai. I told you this last week. I was at it.
In your second home.
And do you know what? It is. It's been so nice, like, out here. The weather's perfect. I spoke to Kedge a bit earlier and I said, I think this is the one time I've been here and the weather's just been bang on, like 25, 26, just lovely. Beautiful. Do you know, going out for walks every day, it's just honestly, it's been really, apart from today, where it's torrential thunderstorms.
Oh.
Which I tell you, it's a bit weird to see because you're looking out the window and you're like, bruv, where, it's meant to be blue sky and sun. Like, why is it grey?
There will be, if that's the case, there'll be a whole load of Dubai people that maybe have never seen the rain in Dubai. So because I remember,
I remember being a year.
Yeah, it's quite common now, though.
Yeah.
Oh, is it common? Yeah, okay, I know it happens now and then, but I didn't think it was common.
It snowed in Dubai as well.
Wowzers.
Yeah, and so that was a bit interesting, and it was funny because I was out here driving today, and watching people drive in the rain was a bit of an experience. You know, we're just so used to it back at home in London.
Yeah.
We know how to, you know, be in certain situations, and over here, they still drive as if it's just sunny. And I thought, okay, this is just, you know, you've got to be really careful when they dry. Rains. But, you know, it's been a good trip so far. But, you know, as always, I always come back with some sort of a palaver when I'm flying. And, you know, this time didn't change either. So one thing that I did notice, and I've got to say, and I don't think you guys probably know about this, Gatwick Airport has now got scanners. You know, when you go through security?
Yeah.
You ain't got to take your laptop or nothing like your bag anymore.
Oh,
good.
That's a game changer.
That is a game changer. So what are they saying? Leave your laptops as they are?
The lady was like, leave everything in your bag and just walk through the thing.
No, but what about your pockets? You have to empty your pockets.
You've got to empty your pockets. You've got to put everything into the trays, but you don't have to take anything out your bag anymore.
So, okay, good.
That's good.
Because that was good. You, I would say that would half the time. That's going to half the time. Because the fashion of the baggage is the majority of it. Walking through, unless you get randomly stopped. That doesn't take up the time.
So that was quite good. But then I still thought, do you know what? Like, the airport was busy when I left in the morning again. And it was just, do you know what? I thought about it when I got through the other side. And I thought, they need to have a line where it's like, people that fly regularly and people that don't fly and don't know what to do. They need some sort of system where it's like, how many times do you fly? Right, you go through that lane because you know you're just going to, you know what to do. Whereas other people are still faffing around at the thing and it winds you up.
Mm. Okay. I've said this before. I've definitely said it before. So, but it's been a few years. But I think they should apply that, what you just said, Satch, to everyone in life. Are you a bit thick and a bit slow? Yeah, let's put a yellow sticker on you. Are you a bit fast? Green sticker. Have you not got a clue? No. And people can rate you. People are going to go, yep, you know, he served me in, I don't know, let's call it Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know why.
He
served me in Dunkin' Donuts. That Bundar is a yellow star person, or he's a green star person, or she's a red person. No,
it's like Black Mirror.
It's like saying, so that way, when I come up to you and you see a green star on my forehead, you'll go, this geezer went, I go, listen, Tommy, bang, 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 bang. And you do this, I go, got it. I got your order. Yeah. Bang. Yeah. I'm not going to mess it up.
I just thought, how could it, we just need an easier way we can do this. Maybe it's something that's in your passport. Oh, this guy flies 6 times a month. He knows what
like
he's doing.
Uber rating for people.
Yeah, there just needs to be something that you just show and you're like, I'm going through that channel, the green one, because I know what I'm doing. And then the people that fly once every 6 years or something, you go through the other queue. Because honestly, it's just chaos still. And I can't believe it. 2024 and we're still in this same boat.
Well, that's the world. You're lucky you didn't go to India.
I know I've been traveling a lot, and I've seen you have as well, Tommy, right? Where have you been?
All over the place. Shows galore. Southampton, Wolverhampton, Birmingham, Heathrow for the National Asian Wedding Show, comedy shows. Bruv, just today I came back. And actually, I was over in Leicester, lovely restaurant called Memsab in Leicester, doing some filming there today. And I've just come back. I was stood up on the tube. Right. And I could feel I was tired. Right. All the seats were taken because I was coming back at peak time, 5-6 o'clock. Everyone's coming on the train. I'm on the central line, which runs right through London. And I'm stood there and I'm waiting for my stop because my stop's on the central line as well. And I'm waiting. And I'm just, let me just close my eyes for a second. Right. Let me just, then I thought,
while standing,
let me just lean up against the glass, right? You know, like in the corner by the door.
Mm.
You can, right. So I put my shoulder against the glass. Closed my eyes, and I thought, I'm going to fall asleep. I could feel it, right? Because I started to sort of, not trip out, but you know, like...
Sway. Were full you swaying? Awareness.
No, not even swaying, because I had... And what I decided to do was, I thought, Tommy, if you lock your knee back, so I'm stood, lean against this wall, so I'm wedged almost, people all around me, I'm like, I'll stay as I am. But obviously, as I've nodded off, the lock on my knee came undone. So I just did what looked like a quick little curtsy. I didn't fall, but when I nodded off, and I did it twice.
Oh, I bet people were watching you, and they must have had a little giggle.
The first one caught me off guard. I was like, it was like because I just closed my eyes and I just went suddenly. I was like, oh man. Then as I'm lying there, I'm thinking, right, lock your knee, stay wedged. And if I just because I was thinking I might just sort of freeze in that position, I get to close my eyes for 10, 20 seconds. But I couldn't stay awake. I locked my knee, but then the knee went again. But this time I bopped a bit lower. Everyone looked around. As I stood back up, like came back up like those few inches, everyone's looking at me around me. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, everyone.
Fell asleep.
That's how tired I was. And I'm like, it's just
do you know what? Tommy, that's a bit dangerous, you know, because.
I wasn't driving.
No, but you could have got robbed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Standing up as well.
I don't think I'm an obvious target for robbage. And also, I got my massive, you know, case between my legs and all that, and my rucksack as well.
I don't know. Easy target.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. But the train was rammed as well. But what I'm saying is, it's been that crazy. Early starts, late nights. But last night, I made a bit of time for myself because I had the day off, evening off, and I feel a bit selfish. I don't know if anybody else feels like this when you're away for work and you've just totally left the kids and everything to the missus. And I've been away since Thursday night. So Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and now I've just come back on Tuesday night, you know? And like, you miss the kids hardcore, but you've left all of that to the missus and everything else. But last night, I went and watched Iron Claw in the cinema.
Oh, and, yeah. It's supposed to be brilliant, that. Yes. Yeah. Next on my list, that.
And only because I was going with the comedy promoter and he likes MMA and UFC, and I was going with my brother-in-law as well, Sat, and he likes fighting as well. And they were going on and on about the boxing and all that stuff. I'm not massively into it, but apparently it's some big boxing match on Friday night. And they're about this, but they went, oh, this is about, it was about like wrestlers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was a good story. Good story. So it's kind of a bit early on the things we've watched, but I'll throw that in now. But Ironclaw, they reckon Zac Efron, you know, he's going to win awards for it.
It's supposed to be brilliant.
So I did have a bit of me time last night. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, good. Well, my me time this weekend consisted of going to the cinema. And you know what?
Did you watch then? Because it wasn't that much out.
Oh, there's only one thing to watch in the cinema this weekend gone. That's Dune 2. Oh, my God.
What? Oh, what would you say? Dune 2. But we're on number four or something.
Not Dune.
Dune Machale.
No, the English version, Dune. But Dune. Not Dune.
Why are you saying Dune?
Dune.
Like a sand dune.
Sand dune.
No, but you sound so bindle when you say
Dune.
That.
Yeah, Dune.
It's but, not the same thing.
Can I just say?
He's waiting for Aishwarya to ride to come out.
I was actually.
Well.
No need for Aishwarya to ride. No need when you call Machale. But what a film. What?
It's Dune. You got me doing that. Dune is a cinematic experience.
Well, I missed it in the IMAX, the first one.
Same here. Can I be honest? You're going to kill me for this. We were invited to the premiere of the first one. I know that for a fact because I gave the tickets away to my cousin.
Cheers, mate.
And then we did get invited to the second one. I've never heard you mention Dune.
It's so good. Yeah, and
if I wanted to see a Dune, I'd go to the desert over here in Dubai.
Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. But there's so much sand in it. I loved it. And the sound, like it was so loud.
That statement. There was so much sand in it.
I loved it. It was.
Is that why you love Benidorm?
Yeah, Benidorm and Dubai. But
that's why it's because he always goes Brighton for his beach holiday. Yeah, there's no sand there.
No sand. Pebble. That's why I don't like it. But can I say the sound was so loud in the IMAX that I was eating the popcorn, I could feel the popcorn shaking in my windpipe and in my stomach. It was like it was so loud. It was brilliant. What?
Popcorn that hadn't popped started popping in his stomach.
Honestly, it was popping. But you know what? I just want to say, it's not very often you go to a cinema where it's packed. You know, like first day, first show kind of thing. And every seat was packed and everyone was in. And you know, that just creates so much excitement. Like even the film had to start late because everyone wasn't in getting all their popcorns and bits like that. And everyone was loaded because it's a long film. And it's just the excitement of the cinema. Love it.
And if you're going to watch something on a big epic IMAX-y 3D, that is the one. And it does look beautiful. You know, well done.
Tommy, that sums Kedge up. I'm in Dubai. You're traveling the whole of the UK doing events. He's happy to go to the cinema.
Simple Kedge. And I also watched another film called The Zone of Interest, but I won't even bore you with the details of that. But for people who know, they will enjoy it, but it's not for everybody.
Okay. Satch, if Zone of Interest is on the plane on the way back home, will you be tuning into Zone of Interest to watch?
Definitely not.
There you go. He did think about it for a second. There was a moment.
I always process it.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, what I realized, Kedge, please don't take this the wrong way. Sometimes, like I'm looking around at films to watch or programs to watch. And you know what I'm like? I don't always listen. I do have a short attention span, and I go off on tangents, and I'm probably on the spectrum somewhere or another, but I don't know what. But sometimes then I'll go, oh, you know, I don't know why I'm saying this, but One Fine Day. Yeah. I think Kedge mentioned that. Yeah. That's one to avoid. That's how I see it now.
No.
Yeah. Because I'll be like, oh, it's a Kedge film. Oh, it's a Kedge thing. So, and then I think, am I in that mood? Am I in that Kedge mode?
It's an eclectic taste, you know, that certain brown loaders would love to always get.
Can I throw in one thing, Tommy, that you're going to love? And I know, Kedge, you will as well.
Go on.
The Greatest Night in Pop. Please watch it. Netflix.
I've heard about it so many times. And I keep getting around to it and I never press play on it.
What is it? Is it Band-Aid? Is it that thing?
Yeah, well, it's the American version, isn't it?
The American version.
We are the world. We are the people. That song.
And Michael Jackson and all of his reactions.
Bruv, Do you know what? It's footage that no one's seen before.
I need to watch it.
Do you know what? Very rarely I watch something and it gives me goosebumps. I had goosebumps watching it. It was sick.
I can't wait to watch it.
Their song, was it the same as the Feed the World? Or the,
no,
the,
yeah, same as
no. No, it was a different.
We
a different
are
song,
the world. That one.
We are the truth. Yes, they had their own version.
But Geldof was in it, obviously giving them, you know, rallying speech at the beginning. So watch it. Honestly, it's so good.
I remember when Geldof came into the radio station and he spoke about when he rang Michael Jackson and he couldn't believe it because obviously he wanted to get him on for this thing. And it's just fascinating hearing him, like, reading all these people in America.
I think I heard that when he was, it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think I heard that radio show when he was on with Chris Evans on Virgin. And he said it started that he was in a cafe talking about it. And then someone walked past, let's just say, not Mick Jagger or Midge or what, yeah, one of those, kind of Phil Collins, someone like that.
Yeah.
Walked past a cafe and he ran out, chased him down and went, I think I'm going to chat. Are you in? He goes, yeah, I'm in. And then off the back of that, he went and we rung someone else, like ringing you, Kedge, and going, by the way,
yeah,
Satch is in. Are you in? Yeah, I'm in. Oh, then you ring H. Darmy. H is in. Kedge is in. Satch is in. Are you in? Yeah, I'm in. And then it bang, bang, bang. They all
kind of came in. Escalated. So
it's just a hustle. It's, you know, like,
just the hustle.
I realize it's the older I get. Anybody who's doing anything, even in this Ambani's on the highest level, bruv, everyone's blagging. Everyone's just trying it. You know, you sort of give these people loads of credit. You think, oh, I bet there was a formal press release. Hello, how many artists out there would like to get involved in this massive charity single? No, it wasn't. It was a smash and grab. It was like, hey, are you free? Aja.
Aja.
What about you? Bring your sister.
And in this one, like this American one, it was Lionel Richie that was sort of leading the whole pack. So yeah, honestly, it was really good.
Definitely need to watch that.
Things we've learned. Then let's move this on to.
Yes.
And actually, to be honest, the podcast, I want to point out, every week it's discoveries of things we've learned.
Yes.
Sharing, consuming, feeling and all that. But
just
if you've got,
dropping
this, like, is proper, this is proper trivia. This is dinner table facts. It's like hey,
dropping.
Did you know? Not conversational, not like a big long, like a boom. Did you know that?
Bang. Hang on, Tommy.
Yeah.
That is whatever you just said there in the last 20 seconds applies to two-thirds of us on the podcast.
All of us.
No, yeah, me and you, Tommy, because I tell you what, if you cast your mind back to last week's show, we obviously, you know, gave Kedge one more chance to say, if this one doesn't cut it, you're going to get a ban next week. And then what we did was we put it out on Instagram and let the people kind of have their vote on
it. I don't think that was a good decision, you know, to put it out to the People's Republic Democratic
state. I think it was because, you know, everyone had their say then.
I think it's slightly skewed.
Remind us about last week's one was about you overhearing some old lady on a bus.
A conversation on the bus.
So you haven't learned anything, basically.
No, I did, but it was a new thing that I learned.
No. Okay, so anyway, we put the poll out on Thursday.
Yeah.
Does he miss the thing he learned for next week? And we had three options.
There were three options, yes. God,
should I read the options out?
Yeah.
The first one was, it was so good, let him do it again next week. Let him do two next week.
Oh, wow. People must have been crazy for that.
And the middle one was, no, he survives another week. So he gets, you know, it was okay. Not just two, he's fine. And then the last one was, defo rubbish, red card offence.
Oh,
wow.
See, do you know what scored the most?
Go on.
52% defo red card. He's not doing one.
Oh, is that it?
So that's exactly he's out.
No, but hold a minute. So 52%, but the other two were positive. So that means that adds up to 48%. So it's pretty neck and neck. I mean, 52%.
Oh, no. Hang on a minute. Brexit was neck and neck, but we're out.
No, but hold on a minute. So it was neck and neck. If it needs to be swung, because like each vote counts for 2%. We got an email. Can I just read this email? Because Satch, you said that you wanted emails. We got an email. Right,
yes.
From somebody who goes by the name of Brown Guy. That's what he's put himself. He said, kind regards, Brown Guy. He says, hello, lovely bunch. Just want to say, me and my wife, Sadia, we love your podcast. And
I've got to say, hello, Brown Guy.
Big up, Sadia. Big up, the Brown Guy. They said, I've just got to say that the information that Gedelbite, bless him, he's Gedelbite already. He's calling me that. Do you know what I mean? Has shared the information that Gedelbite shared with us should be in the New Year's recap. At the end of 2024, for the, all the things that he has learned. The man is full of great wisdom and knowledge. Oh my God. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know why I'm laughing.
And anyway, laughing because this is you. You've emailed yourself.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah. The man made up a wife. Shame on you.
Let me just read that again. The man is full of great wisdom and knowledge and should not be deprived of sharing the great things he has learned. Hashtag Team Kedge. P.S. Kedge, you are invited round mine for Eid this Ramadan. My God, yeah. I'm there. Yeah. But so obviously if each vote is 2%, then it's 50-50 split. So no, this is where
think,
we stand.
I think he's inviting you around because he's gonna cook you. You're the goat. He's going right. You're the buckery. He's gonna go right. You know what, Kedge, come round. He's giving you the pump. He's luring you in again. Brilliant. Let's get this guy on the spit.
Yeah. There you go. Do you know what, the people have spoken, Kedge, and that was the deal. If the people said that you weren't going to do one, you get one match ban. I think you need to stick.
Oh, sorry. I had such a good one for this week as well.
Sorry, brown guy. And sorry, Sadia, but there'll be no Kedge featured in this. Kedge, you know what? Like I say to my kids, I don't want to punish you. I have to. Right? And I said it to the boys all the time. I go, look, you understand? I need to now take something away because this is several weeks in a row now. You've done the same thing.
No, agree.
So either you need
it's just at a really high level that, you know what, it takes time for it to reach everybody else. It's just a high level.
Do you know what, Tommy? I was thinking about this while I was away and I was just like, do you know what? Obviously now, you know, if he comes back next week and he gives another rubbish one, let's say, and he gets banned again for another week.
But it's another
hang on. Listen to me. If you get maybe three of those in a row, Tommy, I'm just saying, we chop him off for the last 10 minutes of the podcast. He's gone. He's just gone. So we finish whatever we talk. When it goes, things we've learned, he leaves the conversation.
Perfect.
There you go. Can't even laugh in the background.
Come on.
We just mute him. Mute his mic. Cut him out. Yeah.
I think it needs to happen.
And send him outside the room. Make him just kind of look from inside. Look through the window looking at us.
Okay. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
I can kick things off. All right. My one is a simple one that popped up on TikTok, which I think is fantastic because it's simple, it's concise, it's something you can drop in. It's a conversation. This is what things you've learned should be, and that is only two people in the world know the recipe for Coca-Cola, and they can't travel anywhere together in case something happens to both of them, and then the recipe's screwed forever. Two people know the original proper exact recipe, right? And it's funny because chutneys, my spicy mayo, I know it. The factory know it that have to make it because they have to. They signed an NDA, but there's really only one guy in there.
Also, you need to tell me.
Why?
Because we never travel.
You know pretty much what it is, but you don't need to know it because you can get a lifetime supply through me, so you're fine.
But in case, if I have to inherit the empire, if something happens to you.
Yeah, but you'll probably end up messing it up and go, he's made it like this. But actually, I think what he really needs is some jam nugget. You mess up the recipe, you make something up. Yeah. But there you go. Here's my fact that only two people in the world know the actual recipe for Coca-Cola and they can't travel together in case something happens.
Amazing.
Bingo.
Amazing.
Okay, it's not that amazing. I mean, it's not that amazing. All right.
Hang on a minute. Shut up. You're not allowed to comment. You ain't doing one this week. Shall I go next?
Yes,
please. I have to go next because I've got a third
one. There's nobody else here, Satch.
So the thing I learned this week was, do you know what? I had to make it Ambani related because he was just all over my time.
Same.
Kedge.
And
face the wall.
And yeah, exactly. Shut up, Kedge. And the thing I learned was, obviously, I mentioned it earlier, Vantara, their zoo thing, the biggest zoo in the world that's going to open to the public soon in Jamnagar, it has about 300 elephants that they, you know, get from the wild that they have to kind of look after and stuff and all of this. So I saw a video about what they feed the elephants.
Mm, yeah.
Do you know what the elephants in Jamnagar eat?
Tepla.
You're not far off, mate. They eat rotli and they eat khichdi.
Wow.
And it's exactly the same thing that humans eat because they showed the video. There was a guy, the reporter guy, was going around and they gave him the exact same food that was coming out the big pots and pans for the elephants. And they put it in a little thing and they said to the human, right, you can eat this because it's exactly the same.
That was exactly the fact I was going to say as well.
I could not believe, honestly, my mind was blown.
I get that. And it's always funny because I think desi owners of pets, like, will give their dogs roti or, like, you know. So, yeah. I can imagine it, but I reckon the elephants will love it. So, what do elephants normally eat? Like leaves and
things? Like bananas. Yeah, grass, yeah, like greens and, like, bananas and fruits and stuff. But it, honestly, the diet was, it was khichdi, rotli and laddus.
Wow.
How many rotlis can they put away?
Is this because they're Ambani elephants? Is this just generally jumbo?
No, they basically got, no, they got a nutritionist in for the...
Wow.
And she came over from Germany and she's like the head person who makes sure everyone's eating the right thing. And she was like, no, we got all right, fine. This is what we're feeding them, but it has got all the right nutrients for the elephants. So they've made khichdi that is, you know, suited for elephants. I just couldn't believe it. And they make 1,000 kilos of it a day for all the elephants there.
Wow.
See, and imagine just a laddu going up a elephant's trunk like that.
It was, Tommy, it was a bit, the laddu was probably the size of, do you know, like one of those small footballs?
It was like a big one.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Yeah, they got to have almost like softball size. Yeah, or miniature football. Yeah, yeah, little basketballs.
Unbelievable.
There you go. So there you go. You can now officially just drop in. When the next time someone's saying about the wedding and Ambani wedding, oh, did you hear these people there? Oh, one thing you didn't hear about, so-and-so turned up or whatever. By the way, I did think they should have done the Coachella thing. They should have done the hologram thing and had, like, Muhammad Rafi. They could afford it and go on, make it and have them a hologram coming out performing. But anyway.
Maybe that's for the wedding. Maybe that's for the wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
Lovely. Exactly. Maybe they're going to hologram you in Kedge and go, look, here we've got a hologram version of Kedge and he's actually doing a proper fact. And he just comes out. And
just a fact really on stage. Wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, fact is, and a fact about Anant and Radhika, like, you know, fact is, Radhika is now 3 weeks pregnant. No one knew that, but then you disappear. But there you go. No, it's not going to happen, Kedge. But thank you, Satch. That was a brilliant things we've learned. Best one I've had for months.
No, even your one was great, Tommy. I loved it.
I appreciate really, you. Bro.
You know what? Before we go, I've got to say a massive big birthday shout out to Manisha Palmer. That's coming out from her husband who messaged me on Instagram, Manoj Palmer. They say that they listen to the Brown Load every Thursday and it makes their week.
Oh, well, they're going to be slightly upset this week.
Because what?
Well, because they're
missing out from things.
They're going to be slightly short. They're going to get to their dinner on Saturday night, like romantic dinner. He's going to drop a fact. She's going to drop a fact. And then he's going to probably want to do one extra one as a bonus. And he ain't going to have anything to say now.
If they have a romantic dinner, there's a something else, an extra one he'll be giving her. Not facts. I'll be honest. All right. So exactly. You need them to do it.
Exactly.
And know this. Yeah. You have no part to play in their romantic dinner, Kedge. You have no part to play in that.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
But this Friday is, the day after this podcast comes out, it's International Women's Day. So let's big up our ladies.
Yes.
Big up the mums. Have a great International Women's Day. And then when's Mother's Day? Is that
on Sunday? Sunday.
So International Women's Day, Friday, and then Saturday off, and then mum celebrations on Sunday. Lovely stuff. So don't forget that, boys. Get it in your diaries and enjoy your weekend. Until next week, laters.
Laters.
Laters.